And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Damn It Jims.
Pyramids! 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 Ascending Earth, descending light, resurrection machine or planetary track, gateway to the realm of the dead. Where cast shadow does not exist. Pyramids, 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 pyramids. Apex calling, shining and floating. For you, void raining, supreme. Pyramids, pyramids, pyramids. Ascending earth, descending light. Resurrection machine on planetary track. Gateway to the realm of the dead. Where the constructor does not exist. Apex calling, shining and floating. For you, void raining, supreme. Pyramids, pyramids, pyramids.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track called Pyramids from the new album by the Damn It Jims, Tony. All the way from Las Vegas. Is that a clue? I don't know. But yet another example of, and I say all these bands that we play from Las Vegas are from Las Vegas. They're certainly from the Las Vegas area. Mm. And they all come to us via a brilliant label called Squid Hat Records. That's right, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. So, Tony, what is the, and I'm stressing this, what is the Damn It Jims website?
The Damn It Jims LV.com?
The Damn It Jims.com.
Ah.
So, I gave with one hand, I took with the other there, Tony.
Fair enough.
It was a bit rude. Anyway, we will be playing more from this great new album in future weeks, but do check them out and do download it, probably the easiest thing. I don't know whether they have physical copies or not, but do download it if you get a chance. It's really, really good. Tony, this is a point in the show when I like to read out poems and jokes from listeners.
Okay.
But in recent weeks, since I started off the I don't know what they're singing, it has rather taken off.
Has it really?
So, yeah. So if you have a well-known song that you always thought the lyrics were something else and then you found out they weren't and realised you've been singing or listening to the wrong things for years, do get in touch by emailing paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, I don't know what they're singing. That's what Ian Nez Corey did, Tony.
Oh, okay.
And he sent me this. Hi, Paul. This is Hi, Paul. Good job Disco's played music loud, because when I used to pogo to Anarchy in the UK in my local church hall, I was sure we wanted to destroy Mod Supply. Turns out it was the passerby. Some of my best friends were mods, but hey, if we had to destroy them, then I was happy to shout it loud on a Friday night. Only realised my mistake a couple of years ago. So that's over 30 years of mod hatred, and what's worse, my mom was right. You can't even hear the words. Now I know why I love those long instrumental breaks. Nez. Another one that reminded me of Village Hall. We used to have these, I don't know whether you did, Tone, and I don't know whether other people do in the world, but certainly in the 1980s when I was at school, there would always be a disco in a village hall, probably once a fortnight, in one of the surrounding villages to the town. And the discos in those days, I mean, you can't call them club nights, because there were just a bloke with some records and a few flashing lights in the corner of a village hall that probably had an illegal bottle bar to get you through the evening, right? And they were fantastic nights. They were really, really funny. And you would, over time, it's kind of each one, each village hall, they'd be the bloke DJing at it would, he'd have his own records that he always played, and you would develop your own dances to them. And there's one, Saturday Night at the Movies. Was that by the Drifters?
Oh, it's that era, isn't it? I don't know which band it was, though.
It's one of those Saturday night at the movies. Anyway, we used to sing, used to stand there, and you would like rhythmically in time with each other, clap your hands on the left one clap, right one clap, top left one clap, right left one clap, and you just do it rhythmically throughout the song. And on the choruses, you shout, "Saturday night, kill a smoothie." We knew it was at the movies. We just wanted to kill the smoothies, right?
Right.
Pathetic. Anyway, if you do have an example of you mishearing lyrics down the years, do email paulieb@punkyradio, titling your email. I don't know what they're singing. Right. Cheers, Nez. Next up, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play two songs in a row now. Listen out for a band we've never played before that were brought to our attention by none other than Al Graham. And I'll tell you all about them after you've heard them. Really interesting, funny, entertaining, and catchy as hell band. But first up, a band brought to my attention this week by themselves by sending an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com containing some MP3s. That is absolutely the easiest way to get on the show, particularly if you're good, which UK skunk are, Tony.
Excellent.
Old-fashioned 1977 style Lincoln punk band that have had some very good feedback from the likes of UK subs that are fans of theirs as well. And we're going to play one of the tracks they've sent us from their latest stuff. You can find out more about them. And I'm going to tell you right now, by the way, Tony, that last week, every single website I asked you was Facebook. This week, no Facebook.
Ooh.
No Facebooks this week. It's all different. You know, I like to keep things fair and keep things simple. It's like, it's almost like having an Apple system one week and an Android system the next, the way that I've done this. I really am up myself.
Blimey. Tony,
what is UK Skunk's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/UK Skunk?
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B and Internet One, and it's just a box.
The world don't disagree. If you hate war and crime, so we'll end this mission time. Just a box. 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 Just a box.
Anymore. It only stirs up trouble, so stay away from my door. The things I did back then, I don't do no more. The way I lived back then, I don't live no more. I don't miss a thing, I won't go back no more. I won't go back to where I was before. I won't go back to passing there anymore. It only stirs up trouble, so stay away from my door. I won't go back to where I was before. Thought back then, I don't think no more. And the tears I cry, they don't fall no more. My tears are dry, I won't go back no more. I won't go back to where it was before. I won't go back the past and there anymore. It only stirs up trouble, so stay away from my door. I won't go back to where I was before. The world I knew back then, it's not there no more. My sun is rising on this foreign shore. My future's looking bright, I won't go back no more. I won't go back to where I was before. I won't go back to past and there anymore. It only stirs up trouble, so stay away from my door. I won't go back to where I was before.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Das Fenster and the Alibis, Tony.
Ooh.
Absolutely brilliant. All the way from Hamburg, but they're clearly not Hamburg-based. They've got a fantastic, totally authentic biography on their website, Tony, which is...
dasfenster.de.
dfandthealibis.com. So dfandthealibis.com. So it's Das Fenster. And Das Fenster, of course, means, Tony?
The window?
The window. It's the window and the Alibis, but his name is The Window. And but I don't know how to describe that music. I know you've just heard it, but they're kind of a sort of country, punk, rock and roll, atmospheric, with a Northern Irish accent going on. It's brilliant. Really, really like it. And we heard about it, or rather they heard about us, and I don't know what the conversation was they had with Graham. Maybe he saw them somewhere, etc. But he did recommend them. They got in touch with me. They got in touch with me, and there you go. We're playing the song. It works.
It's that simple.
Yeah, and if we get more material from them, we may play more from them in the future, because I do rather like that. They're one of these bands, if I was in Hamburg, I would want to go and see Das Fenster and the Alibis, put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments, Ross?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along, give us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Alternatively, search Punky Radio.
Like the page, by the way.
Yeah, please do like the page.
Yeah, we want you to like the page. We're stuck, aren't we, on just under 1,000 likes, I think.
Is it?
Yeah. So, we'd like to get to 1,000 likes. That'd be nice.
That'd be lovely. I've got two comments this week. First up, Nescore has been in touch.
Fancy that.
Yeah. He says, found this and thought of you two singing this little ditto. Looking at old folklore and traditions in the Wessex area, we find that Punky Night is unique to Somerset. Punky Night is held on the 29th of October. Punkies were lanterns, like the jack-o'-lanterns made from turnips and Swedes. The ones originally used for Halloween in England before the American pumpkin became popular. The festival originates from a tale where the menfolk in old times visited October fairs and, having drunk too much cider, couldn't navigate their way home. The women of the village scooped out mangolds growing in the fields and put candles in to guide the men home. Later, children would create the lanterns to beg for money, singing, "It's Punky Night tonight, it's Punky Night tonight. Give us a candle, give us a light. It's Punky Night tonight." Wow.
We can sing that now, Tony, but we can sing, "It's Punky Night tonight, it's Punky Night tonight. I've got a massive spliff, give us a light."
It's Punky Night tonight.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thanks, Ned. I've not heard of that one.
No, I haven't. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Officially, October the 29th is Punky Night, and that coincides with what will be our annual Halloween Punky Radio Show.
There you go. And I think that's a Tuesday, so...
Right, so it might even be the day that we... So we may be recording on Punky Night, Tony.
May well be.
Maybe you could remember that and remind me.
Not likely. Yeah, I'm sure I can.
You're young enough and don't drink enough to be able to remember.
Right.
Both of those facts preclude me from having any chance at all.
And I'm lying, it's a Sunday, isn't it? Yeah, we're screwed.
I don't know, is it?
I think so.
Well, yeah. Hey, whatever, it'll be around then.
Yes. We will mention it. Yes. Seffy Catmilk has been in touch.
Oh, I'm always happy with it.
Oh, Catmilker's back. He says, "Morning, guys. It's gone 3 a.m. Just finished milking the cats with the start of the Christmas rush for cat's milk. It's a hard life. But someone's got to do it. Good news with Lactose Boy. He has booked tickets for a gig, so we're off to see Biffy Clyro in December in Birmingham. I know it's not punky stuff, but it's a start on the gig list.
It is indeed.
A quick one. I was glued to the Olympics and very impressed with the GB medal total, and even more so with the Paralympics. Man, these guys look good, and well done to all that entered. So this has got me thinking about how about doing the Olympic Games on a postcode lottery? What fun that could be. And what events would you both be good for? Yours, Seth, Cat Milker."
Well, Tony, what do you think? What would you be good for?
Is there an Olympic sleep?
Well, I don't know, but you can... He said, what events do you think? Would you go with Olympic sleep?
I'm good at it.
I think I'd go with the 100 metres, not all at the same time, or in the same direction, walking backwards and forwards to the bar.
Nice.
Yeah. So it'd mean that if I was like 10 metres from the bar, there and back is 20 metres. So, I mean, it'd be a big pub if I was 10 metres from the bar, but I suppose. But, it would be who could do 5 pints the quickest, wouldn't it?
There you go.
Walk to the bar, get a pint, come back, drink it. Walk to the bar, get a pint, come back, drink it. Walk to the bar, get a pint, come back, drink it. Walk to the bar, get a pint, come back, drink it. Walk to the bar, get a pint, come back, drink it. Dive to the tape.
Don't wish time eating nuts.
Backwards. Yeah.
Well, I'd watch that.
And Tony, if there was one line I was going to take to my grave, it would be, don't waste your time eating nuts.
No, it's good. Although, it's a good life lesson.
Yeah, I did tell you about my mate Steve, his dad's final words to him on his deathbed once upon a time. Should I say that again? They were fantastic. Okay. In terms of the words of wisdom you pass on to your son on your deathbed, I don't think they get better than this. He gave him two pieces of advice. The first one was, look after your feet.
Right, okay.
Can't fault him there, look after your feet. The second one was, and don't get tattooed arms because you won't be able to rob a bank in a vest. How brilliant is that? It's just stunning, isn't it? It's stunning.
Good advice.
Yeah. How just brilliant, the fact that he thought that through. Just fantastic. So, anyway, that's it, is it?
That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Hey, Boyle.
Right, should we play something by the Glucks, Tony?
Go on then.
Oh, how do you pronounce a U with an umlaut above it? Would it be the Glucks?
Glucks?
The Glucks, yeah.
Well, I think so.
They're going to interest you, Tony, because they're a garage punk rock duo all the way from Oostend.
Oh, Oostend.
You are familiar with Oostend, aren't you, mate?
Oost to the end.
Oost to the end, my
Oost
friend.
To the end, my friend.
Oost to the end, my friend. What a great version that would have been by the Doors. We've got their latest stuff. And okay. It's an album. And it's fantastic. And you and now we got it via Drunkabilly, I think. And thanks very much to Drunkabilly for sending it through. What is the Glucks Bandcamp page?
Theglucks.bandcamp.com.
It is, and it's not with the umlaut. So it's theglucks.bandcamp.com. Paulie Beans at 2, Tony 2. This is Sick City. You're listening to Gnarly Wave Volume 1 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Which is out via Bongo Boy Records, and I really do need to find a way to say that more succinctly, but I think I'm getting there.
Right.
Did you do anything last week?
Band practice? Me and Carl had our third band practice.
And how did that go?
All right, we actually now have finished a song.
Wow.
We played it from start to finish. It had words and everything. So we're one song in now. So we feel we've broken the ice a little bit.
You'll get cracking now, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're both really happy about being able to play something.
Yeah, that's good.
So yeah, so but we've moved to fortnightly now. So once every 2 weeks.
Right.
Band practice. So hopefully, you know, sometime soon we're trying to get 15, 20 minutes together to maybe do some support slots or something, but early days, but happier.
Yeah, cool.
How was your week?
I went to Oslo, mate.
Ah, excellent.
Went to Oslo. I had my show in Hitchin on Friday, and that was great fun, and thanks to everyone who came down. And then on Saturday morning, I left my house with Nick Coppin, who has been both my house guest and was on the shows. And we got to Stansted Airport at 5:30 a.m. 5:45 a.m. we were in the Escape Lounge. I'd got a discount on the Escape Lounge again, and this time around, Tony, it was brilliant, because what I did in the Escape Lounge was I managed to fulfil a long time ambition, which was to have the ultimate five a day.
Okay.
So I had, when you go to the escape rooms, basically you walk through all the hordes and then you get in there and it's all nice and quiet and lovely and great, and it's all food and all drink is free. And my goodness, we got stuck into the food this time. It was brilliant. So we started off with a plate of meat and cheese, Tony.
Lovely.
Very, very nice. And then we had pain au chocolat, and we had bacon baps, and we had boiled eggs with soldiers.
Ooh.
How about that? And we had cereal. All right, that was nice, right, because that's quite healthy in that. And we had bottles of spring water, and we had orange juice, and we had espresso, and we also had my ultimate five a day, the one that people have joked about in the past, and I've mentioned before. What's the ultimate five a day, Tony?
Five Bloody Marys?
Four Bloody Marys and a banana.
Ah.
Yeah, and I did it. I had four Bloody Marys and a banana. Got on the plane, woke up in Oslo. Brilliant.
Of course you did.
And then we got to Oslo City Centre, and Nick said, hey, let's have a beer. I went, okay, so we had a beer. And then I dropped him off in his room, hotel room, and then I went and met my mate Darren, and we ended up having four pints. Right? And then I went and got Nick, and then we went to the venue to set up, and when I got there was a bloke there that I know. I went, alright mate, how you doing, do you want a beer? I went, yeah, sure. So I had a pint. So I'd had four Bloody Marys and six pints before the show started. During the show, I'm not showing off here, it's just pathetic, but during the show, which by the way was excellent, and thanks to everyone that came down, I did have a number of beers. And then when the show finished, we decided to start drinking. And it was unbelievable, Tony. We were out till three the next morning. Other than I'd eaten so much food in the morning, I didn't eat again. I just went on a lager binge. It was quite ridiculous. And we met all sorts of good fun people. At least I think they were good fun. But, you know, by the early hours of the morning, they could have been tragic, but we were loving them.
Mm.
And, yeah, and then we got back to the hotel, I'd say, about 3:30, crashed out, woke up at 2 in the afternoon.
Wow.
Brilliant, because the hotel you stay in on a Sunday, they have a 6 p.m. checkout.
Very nice.
Very, very good. And then I forgot, but it was the last time that I was flying back from Oslo Riga, because the airport's closing, so from now on we'll be going from Gardermoen.
Oh.
Yeah, so we'll be going from an airport close to the city centre, so if anything, life's going to improve there rather than getting worse. And flight's about the same price, and it's cheaper to get in and out of town from there. So, and it only takes 20 minutes rather than that hour and a quarter. So brilliant.
Brilliant.
I did that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Hitching good? Hitching all fine?
Yeah, Hitching was great. Really, really good show. The audience had a fantastic time. It's always good Hitching, to be fair. So if you haven't been, if you're in the area and you haven't been to the Hitching show before, I do recommend it. It's the gig, if you like, I'm the most proud of down the years that I've ever done, and it's been running for over two decades now, and it's superb.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah. So, from the vaults, Tony.
Okay.
We're going with Lucifer Star Machine, a band that we featured very early on in Punky, and then they brought out a second album in 2013, which we played a few tracks from. I'm not sure whether we played this one or not. It's still available via their website, Tony, which is
LuciferStarMachine.com.
It is. Tony 3, Boy of the Internet 2, and this is Sulphur and Speed.
As you know, I don't care about your war. To what the world should be the whole of the law. Ain't no bond that can unite but love. And all else is a never-ending curse.
Stay forever, stay.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide.
Yes, another week, more gigs. If you do have a gig, don't forget you can email me, tony@punkyradio.com. It's an international gig guide, so it doesn't have to be in the UK. We also aren't trying to do specific venues, so feel free to email the gigs. Who's playing? How much is it to watch them play? Who are they playing with? Where is it? Do let me know. From last week, Sussex Saint emailed in, and I completely forgot there was a gig at the end, but it's all right. We've got a bit of time. But it's the only gig I've had. So, the Skids are playing at Concord 2, and that's in Brighton.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're their 40th anniversary tour.
Yeah, well, the Skids, aren't they? Wasn't their original lead singer, was he called Richard Jobson?
Richard Jobson, yeah.
Yeah, who then was voted best looking bloke in Britain one year, and then ended up hosting a movies, was it Movies, Games and Videos? Was it that show?
Oh God, I don't know.
I think it was, yeah.
I think I vaguely remember that.
Now,
was that just a video show, wasn't it?
Sorry?
Was that just like a video show?
Yeah. And what? And now, what Skids, were their big hits Into the Valley and Working for the Yankee Dollar?
Into the Valley, The Saints Are Coming, and The Sweet
Saints
Suburbia.
Are coming, yeah.
Oh yeah, Working for the Yankee Dollar.
Working for the Yankee Dollar. Working
Masquerade.
For the Yankee Dollar. I remember that when I was a kid. Yeah, great. Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, but it's June next year. But
it might
all sell out, so it's one of those things, I guess, maybe worth pre-order. It just went up on sale early September, so it's on sale a month. So maybe if you are in the Brighton area, you do want to check those out. It's Saturday the 17th of June. Go to concord2.co.uk. You can find more information on there to pre-buy the tickets. It's £25 a ticket. I imagine
I
that
think
would probably sell
plenty
out.
Of time.
Yeah, plenty of time. 40th anniversary tour. There you go.
I haven't picked a gig in the world this week, yeah?
Mm, yeah.
Because I couldn't find one. I did have a look. I actually looked, Tony, in Central Russia, and I looked in Poland, and I looked in Australia, and I looked in New York, and nothing shot out of me as happening this weekend. So I'm afraid I did try, but I'll hopefully have a gig somewhere in the world next week, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Cool. So that concludes Tony's
International Gig Guide.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it to me. Right, Tony, Joan of Arc, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they are they're a sort of, well, not just metal band, more of a sort of rock band. Dead catchy, really brilliant live. They've got a fantastic live reputation. And they have been supported by my mate G LaRoche so far that he actually went with them to Japan.
Oh, blimey.
And they did a tour of Japan with G's support, and he had the most brilliant time, and they're a great band. But the last couple of singles they've done weren't really suitable for us, but this one is.
Okay.
So thanks very much for getting sent through. Now, did that come from Matt Reynolds? It might have done. I think it was Matt. Thank you, Matt. What is Joan of Arc's website?
joanofarc.co.uk?
It is, but how are you spelling Joan of Arc?
Is it O-V rather than O-F?
It is indeed. It's joanovarc.co.uk. Tony Four, point of view is there too, and this is Dragon in Sky.
I know I'm-
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week there, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Joan of Arc and Dragon in the Sky. And they are fairly prolific. When they bring out records that are suitable for us, we will be playing them because I do want to support them. They're a fantastic live act. They do things the old-fashioned way, Tony. They're a proper band.
Okay, cool.
Now then, are you doing anything this week?
Yes and no. I've gone and double booked myself because I was supposed to be going out Thursday to see a great gig in Nottingham and I've realised I've double booked myself, so I can't go. Apart from that, I'm not doing anything. Yeah,
you'll notice I'm staying quiet here.
Yeah, I know, I can't believe it. I thought it was Wednesday and Thursday and I've got two things on Thursday and I can't cancel the other one. So
right. So not being able to cancel the other one then?
I've already cancelled it twice already.
Right.
So I'm three times in.
Right.
Yeah. Not very happy, but anyways. What are you doing as if I don't know?
Well, this Thursday, Tony, there's an absolutely brilliant stand-up comedy show happening at the Castle Pub in Nottingham, which I'm really looking forward to all the people who promised they were going to turn up to.
And, highly recommended.
Yeah, it should be really, really great. And as I say, I am hoping that all of my friends in the local area, including my closest friends and people that I've had an association with for over a decade that I've been looking forward to seeing this Thursday, will be there. It features Sally Ann Hayward and Duncan Oakley, who are both fantastic acts. And as I say, it's at the Castle Pub, which is in the shadows of Nottingham Castle, opposite the Robin Hood statue. And you can find out more about it via lastminutecomedy.com, which is a website run by someone that I was really looking forward to seeing there this Thursday, Tony. But unfortunately, apparently he's not coming.
He definitely comes to the next one.
So, if you would really, really like to avoid Tony this week and come to a special pilgrimage to a show where he's been promising to be at for over a month, having cried off the last one because of a German mother-in-law, then I can think of nowhere better to be than this Thursday than in Nottingham. I've also, on Saturday night, I've got a gig in Blueberry in Oxfordshire, which I'm very much looking forward to, and I'd like to give you the lineup, but the lineup's changed. There's only me and the MC on from the original lineup, so I'm not sure who else is on, but Paddy Lennox and myself will be there, and I'm very much looking forward to that as well. I'm just really glad I didn't tell you about that, Tony, and you said you were going to come along, because then I'd just have been let down twice. Anyway, that's that, isn't it?
That's that.
Let's play two songs in a row by people I like. So first up, stay tuned for The Cavemen, who seem to be bringing out an album or a single every week. And we'll talk about them a little more after you've heard them. But first up, a band all the way from Copenhagen, Tony, called Orcas. Orcas have risen like a phoenix from the flames, a phoenix from the ashes of De Hoya Hella.
Oh, okay.
And hello to them, because they're just absolutely brilliant. And I did wonder what happened to De Hoya Hella, and it turns out there's members of the band had formed Orcas with other people, I think, as well, and excellent stuff. I had a little bit of trouble getting all the material off them because they only had very high meg whatever it is .wav files, but we did manage to work it out, and I managed to get something that I think is quite suitable for this show. They were a bit of a departure from De Hoya Hella in that they're not a straightforward Danish punk band anymore. They're more of a Danish rock band, but they're very good. You're going to like this a lot, I think. So stay tuned for The Cavemen. But first up, Tony, what is Orca's SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/Orca's Band.
Very close. SoundCloud.com/ I don't care about daily routine.
Huh.
I don't know why that is either. So there's no apostrophe in don't care. So it's IDONT. Care about daily routine. SoundCloud.com/ I don't care about daily routine. Frankly, Tony, I don't either. And this is Kaffa Ogred, or something like that. Sin dag.
vil hverken bruge billetter eller pas. Der gør nok ikke nogen palmer, men og kaffe og græs. Her kan du læne dig tilbage og slappe af. Der er da ikke nogen bedre måde at bo i sin dag.
Listen to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Cavemen and a track from their latest album. The track is called Satan Is Her Name, and they've also brought out a new single, so you may be hearing from The Cavemen again next week. They must be the band we've played the most on Punky Radio this year, I think.
Very prolific.
Yeah, they are. They're, quite frankly, they're doing the Beatles, mate. They're bringing out more than one album a year. It's outrageous. And singles featuring tracks not on the albums. It's like they're... If they're not on stage, they're in the studio.
It's a quiet place, New Zealand.
Well, yeah, but you could learn a lot from them, couldn't you, Tom?
Trying to write.
Yeah, and they managed to keep busy and show up to the things they're supposed to. So, what is the Cavemen's Bandcamp page?
Thecavemen.bandcamp.com?
Thecavemennz.bandcamp.com. Probably the internet for Tony for Ha. Have you got a twat for us?
No.
I've got one. You.
Oh.
Right. Why don't you explain about the twats? Because I have kind of got a twat here that we might do.
Okay. Yeah, if you ever don't forget, do you need your twats? As Peter mentioned, we like to receive them. We haven't done many this year. But hey, maybe the world's twat-free now. Or they're all standing for election in America. I don't know. Do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and their reason. It is that simple. Please do email it through, or try to read with thanks. Do like to hear from you. Email me now.
Right. Now, there's an obvious one in Trump, of course.
Oof.
Who now says that if he becomes president, he's going to take Hillary Clinton to court. But it also means that, presumably, if he doesn't get elected, then he can start legal proceedings against the new president.
Yep.
So it would sound like he's just going to take the court anyway, don't it? Nice one, Donald. That's really friendly.
But we have a bigger tragedy in this country because British politics has not let us down, ever. And we might have left Europe, but are in the process of leaving Europe, but our MEPs aren't. And Stephen Wolfe, you absolute legend. How brilliant was this? For those of you that don't know about UKIP, it really is worth doing a bit of research into UKIP. They're fantastic. And this week, they managed to have, was it a fist fight? Was it a scuffle? I don't know. But the person, Stephen Wolfe, the MEP, who had to go to hospital in Strasbourg as a result of an altercation with another UKIP MEP, accused said UKIP MEP, or other people said, he punched him in the face, and the bloke was called Mike Hookham. Terrific. Absolutely terrific. What was even funnier than that, Tony, was when it came out that he probably didn't punch him, it's probably all a load of rubbish and no one knows why I ended up in hospital really and all that. Mike Hookham said after all of it, he said, when all this is done, I look forward to shaking Stephen's hand. Well, I'll be quite honest with you, Mike Hookham, you've already beaten up Stephen Wolfe. I don't think you should be dismembering a 1980s denim clad rock and roller. Why on earth you'd want shaking Stephen's hand is beyond me.
Blimey.
That was my little joke.
Nice.
It worked very well in Hitchin, the big bet in Oslo. Because it was a play on words against a pop star they never heard of.
Yeah, yeah.
I was laughing so much when he said it. He says, I'm really looking forward to shaking Stephen's hand. Rude man. So if you want, we can twat them or just twat UKIP in general, or we can just not bother doing the twat this week.
Oh, we can twat UKIP.
Should we twat UKIP?
Or should we forget the MEP? They lost their leaders, though, didn't they? So it's more than one thing happened with UKIP this week. So yeah, maybe just UKIP in general.
Oh yeah, yeah, because they got a new leader and she only lasted 18 days. Went, don't like it.
Yeah. So we've got Nigel Farage back in charge, and then
we've got the latest England football team stuff. I don't really think the England fans should boo a player who's playing for us.
Who did they boo?
They booed Rooney.
Did they?
Yeah. What's the point? It's not like he's not doing his best. I don't know how you can boo one of your own players, particularly when your team win anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how many you win by, it's 3 points. You've just got to get through it. And when you play a team like Malta, you know they're going to have 10 men behind the ball and you know you're going to have to try and break them down.
Mm.
It always happens and you tend to score late goals to win the game. The irony of this is that lesser teams playing against them have a better chance of winning well because Malta will have a go at them. But when they play someone like us, they're going, we can't beat them, let's just play for a draw. Let's try and get a 0-0 and make it difficult. And it's always happening. I don't understand why the fans would boo the players when we win.
I didn't watch it.
Drives me crazy. But I'm a little bit worried about making all England football fans twats because I might get a pasting.
Yeah, maybe not, eh?
Yeah. So what should we do? Should we twat Wolf? Or should we twat UKIP?
Well, Wolf got punched.
Well, yeah, but he didn't, did he?
Well, I don't know. Didn't they say they had some kind of fish-shaped bruise on his face?
Yeah, but it was like... I just don't think there were any punches. I think it was a bit of a... I think it was all a bit of a setup. I think he was... I just think it was ridiculous. Let's just do the whole of UKIP, shall we?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
All right. So go on, Tony. So it'll be UKIP from the UK and Strasbourg, won't it, I suppose?
Yeah, I guess so. So for various strange things happening this week, UKIP from the UK and Strasbourg
is a twat. Fair enough. Right, one last track this week, Tony. I'm still devastated by you and Thursday. I'm not going to let that go for a very long time. last track this week, it's a new release via Black Gladiator and Slovenly Records all the way from Michigan. It's Choke Chains, Tony. We've played them before, a really, really good band. They have a new single out, and you know I sometimes like to play B-side. But I'm playing the lead track on the new single. It's very, very good. I think you're going to like it very much. And you see, we started with Pyramids, so I've got a nice Egyptian bookend this week.
Okay.
What is Choke Chains' Bandcamp page?
Chokechains.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 5, Paul of the Internet 4. You've won, but you don't deserve it. Yeah. This is Cairo Scholars.
We are the scholars.
that's about the size of it this week. I hope you've enjoyed everything we've played. Do make sure you check out the bands, and if you really like them, make sure you download their stuff and buy it. What we do on this show is our best to keep alternative music going in the world, and that involves you, the listeners, to help out as well. There are some internet stations that carry the show, Tony. Maybe you could quickly mention them.
Yep, we're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, TBFMonline.co.uk.
I hope that was someone choking you because you're not coming to my show on Thursday. After listening to Choke Chains and the brilliant Cairo Scott, you've let me down, Tony. You've let me down. Say, in fact, I can't even. Just say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
But you can't. But you can't. Yeah.